Hello.
Hello.
I turned the TV down so it doesn't irritate you.
What is that?
So I turned the TV down so it wouldn't irritate you because I know it's...
Perfect.
That was perfect. Loud in the background.
Yeah, that'll be good because I hate that.
I noticed.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I've been thinking since we last talked. And...
Okay.
I feel like we really tapped into something when we started talking about Molly, and I wanted to keep going with that.
Okay. What do you think you tapped into?
Well, I think it's kind of the tip of the iceberg, considering this was several years before you went to Nashville.
Yeah.
And she was very young. So yeah. I know that you had mentioned several times that you were confused and you didn't know why things happened. And I think that we're going to find the answers if you allow us to go deeper into what was happening.
Well, of course, I'm going to allow you because I don't want to do a job half done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that it's uncomfortable. I don't have Emma on the line. I just wanted to talk to you because I know that she gets upset and I wanted to kind of leave that off the table so that you felt more comfortable knowing that it was just me. And
okay.
Then hopefully... Okay.
Are you on speaker?
No.
Okay. Are you at home?
Yeah.
Some further away.
No, I'm right here.
Well, I understand you're right there, but
I just have I just have the phone to the side of me and I have my earbuds in like I always do.
Your headset.
Well, it's not really a headset. They're just little earphones. I always do that. I don't like to hold the phone.
Yeah, that's why my headset comes in handy.
Yeah, still not doing it.
If you'd like it if you did.
All right, still not happening. So I'm really glad that you were open to talk to me because I was a little worried that you weren't gonna be.
Okay. You really need to understand that there are not many people that I would completely open up to.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally the first that I have ever completely opened up to.
Okay.
Why that is, I don't know. It's weird, but it makes me feel good because I can finally open up to someone and not hold anything back.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I want. I want you to be open. Because that's where you're going to find your answers.
I'd like to be open with Emma, but... You know, and I know I can trust Emma, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just not the same with Emma as it is with you. It's just something about you that really works with me. And it's nice to have that.
Yeah. So, Molly.
Yeah, I can tell you with Molly.
Okay.
That me and Molly really did care about each other a lot.
With Molly, this was back when you were in Maine. And this was after you had met Amanda James.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. So you came back to Maine, you said 2002?
I think it was 2002.
All right.
That way her and I could be closer and might be able to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 years, my feelings got really involved with Amanda James and just didn't realize that she had lied to me. Let me think.
At what point were you going on the internet when you came back home? Was it the whole time?
Was I on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole time I was on the internet.
So you were doing your but chat only, room thing and...
No, the only one that I was talking to at the time was, well, when I first moved down to, well, I can't say when I first moved. Oh, crap, let me think. Even after I built the little place across from Lori's driveway, I was on the internet then with Amanda James. And
okay.
She was the only one that I talked to. And I didn't go in chat rooms and stuff like that then.
Yeah.
As far as I remember.
Okay.
But then, let's see. After Lori told me she was lying to me and I found all that information out, it took 6 months before I stopped talking to her completely.
Right.
And I think that time I moved down. I had moved down to the house I bought off Ralph. And that's when I started talking to Vanessa Ann Lee Parker.
Okay.
But I don't believe that was her real name anyway.
Probably not.
Yeah, more likely not. I talked to her for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember. I think it was after Vanessa that I met Molly. But I can't remember how long because I don't think I went on the internet for a while after.
Okay.
Because of where I was trying to get over Vanessa.
So in total, how long do you think you knew Molly?
In total? For about 3 years. See, 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, I think it was April and May of 2002, I think is when I moved back here to Maine.
Okay.
I think it was around that time. And so, and it was like 6 months after that.
You stopped talking to Amanda.
Yeah.
And then you met Vanessa.
Then I met Vanessa.
And you talked to her for a year.
Yeah.
So we're going to say that probably takes you until about sometime in 2003?
When I was talking to Vanessa, when I first started talking to Vanessa, I remember I had just moved down to Ralph's house. I had Tony and Todd and Randy and Scott go up and tear my building down that I had built up across Maury's driveway. And they brought it down to the house that I bought it off Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any snow on the ground then.
Okay.
So it had to be, I want to say right before winter, I think. Or maybe beginning of summer.
All right.
So, 2002, 2003. Had to be by the end of 2003 that I stopped talking to, or maybe the beginning of 2004 that I stopped talking to
Vanessa.
Yeah.
And then you said you were off the internet for a while to get over that.
Yeah.
So do you think it was maybe like a couple of months, or what do you think?
I think probably 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
Then I met Molly.
And how old was Molly?
She was 15.
Okay. And where did you meet her?
Country Music Room.
Now, you were saying that they all, each state had a country music singing room?
I used to go into all different states.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, I'd go into the Nashville room, country music room.
All right. So, but you probably met her in the main one, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I met her in the main one.
So what happened there? Like, what was your conversation like before things
became a little bit more? I don't know. I don't remember. I remember she sent me a message first.
Okay.
She liked my singing.
Okay.
And she made a comment to me about my singing.
Okay.
And I said thank you to her, and I don't remember a conversation after that.
Well, what do you remember about her?
What I remember about Molly is most of what I remember about her is her having problems with her boyfriend, and she used to talk to me all the time about it. And her best friend, she used to talk to me about fights she'd have with her best friend when her best friend stayed over and all that stuff.
Okay.
Just school stuff, and she talked to me about and how she feel down sometimes about things, and then her dad being an alcoholic and caused problems with the family.
Okay.
She talked to me about her parents thinking about getting a divorce, and she talked to me about her little brother and her older sister. She talked to me about everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I remember about Molly. She's.
Did you talk to her about everything too?
Well, I don't think not like she did me.
Why not?
No, well, at first I didn't. Probably a year later I did. Probably a year and a half later I probably did. Or almost.
You probably told her about stuff, you mean?
Yeah, about stuff that was going on with me and the business and things that, well, I don't know. Yeah, it was probably about a year and a half before I actually started talking to her with deep things about me, what was going on with me and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we grew really close to each other and really comfortable with each other.
Okay.
Comfortable to the point where we slept on the phone together because... Okay. I remember there was a couple of nights where we literally slept on the phone together just because, well, either she needed comfort that those couple of nights or I might have needed comfort. So we'd literally sleep on the phone with each other just so the other one would be comfortable.
How do you think she was able to comfort you?
I don't know, just somebody there so that, I think that there, I think, is when I was starting to have a really rough time.
What do you mean?
Meaning realizing that I was getting used by my family, my family, and other friends, and not knowing how to get out of it and how to stop them from using me. I was really, really confused at that time. She'd come for me a lot just by talking, just by being there.
What would she be able to talk to you about? I mean, I remember when I was 15, there's no way that I would have been able to comprehend having a business and money problems and that kind of stress.
Yeah, but this time she wasn't 15. This time she was almost 18. Or was 18, yeah. She was almost 18 at this time. So she had already known a lot about what was going on with me because all that time I would be talking to her and telling her things. You know what I'm saying?
She knew what was
going on with me.
Well, yeah, but you're saying that after like a year you guys were starting to really feel, you were feeling comfortable with her and you were getting closer. So that would mean she was only like 16.
Right. But it was after that when it was when she was 17 that I started going through stuff with everybody, that realizing that how everybody had been using me. She was 17 when I talked to her about that. And I remember that she was 17 when I talked to her about that.
Why would you remember that?
Just because I remember that it was towards the end of me being here in Maine.
Okay.
That's when things started really going downhill for me. I was getting drunk a lot. And
Did you ever talk to her when you were drunk?
Oh, yeah.
What did she think about that?
She'd be worried about me. I remember she'd be worried about me.
Worried about what?
About me being drunk. She didn't like me being drunk.
Well, probably because she had an alcoholic father.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, she could relate that to.
Yeah, I knew that, but I don't think I was ever an asshole to her, though, when I was drunk. I didn't have all this Church of God crap going on that screwed me up.
Well, it sounded like you did have a lot of stuff going on then, because you said things were getting out of control and you were drinking a lot.
Well, yeah, but I didn't place any blame on her for that.
Right. That's good.
Okay, did that make any sense, though? Because it's like, with this Church of God stuff, for so long, I didn't know who I could trust, who I could believe about anything about things that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And who was being honest with me and who wasn't. And it was something felt weird or out of place. It would freak me out.
Okay.
Back then, I didn't have that problem. And I knew Molly wouldn't have been any part of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because that problem didn't exist yet.
Right. Okay.
And everything in my life was something to do with somebody that was literally there face-to-face in my life.
All right. So I think now we got some timing stuff sorted out a little bit. I was concerned about that.
About what?
That I understood where Molly came in and how old she was. So when you started talking to her on the internet, what did you think about her being 15? What was your first thought?
My first thought was, okay, I can be a friend to this girl. That was my first thought. I can't remember for how long, but
okay,
for a while, that's what we were, which is friends.
Okay, but when you're thinking she's 15, I'm in my 30s at this point, what would make you think that she could be a friend for you?
I can think, but I can't guarantee that I can give you an answer even after I think about it, because we're so long ago.
Okay, well, just think in terms of what you do remember. Like you were saying, when you saw that she was 15, you said to yourself that you could be a friend to her.
When I saw that she was 15, there was no sexual thoughts in my mind at all about her.
But I'm asking.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm asking, what were you thinking? Like, what was your first thought? You're approached by a 15-year-old girl, and you're thinking, I can be a friend to her. What does that mean?
I guess it means that I could talk to her.
Why would you want to?
I think it's the thing, the country music thing. She was interest in country music, and I was too.
Yeah, so
that's what made us be able to talk to each other at first.
Yeah, but there had to have been adults that you could have talked to.
Well, there was. Without a doubt, those adults that I could talk to.
Okay.
But why I didn't, I don't know.
Okay.
At the time, it never dawned on me just because of, I wasn't thinking about, anything else being anything else. I wasn't thinking anything of it. Conversation. I don't even remember if I really even talked to anybody in the room.
Okay.
If I ever even messaged anyone.
Okay. Because you were just wanting to sing, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then other people would sing, and I'd listen to them.
Okay. So do you have any concern, or does anything come up that it might be kind of strange to want to be friends with a teenage girl?
At the time, no, because my headset the way my head was set wasn't towards any type of relationship with a girl, with an underage girl. I had been around my nieces and nephews, and they all had friends that was underage, and I was around them too. So I guess I'd never really put anything in my head about it, because I never thought that way.
Hang on one quick second, okay?
Okay. Pretty little girl, can we not lay on the bed? That's different, you laying out here. Does you want a biscuit? Huh? Do you want a biscuit? Now you go running on the bed.
Girl. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on, I'm giving the dog a biscuit. Here. There you go, pretty well, girl. Okay.
All right. With Molly, you're saying that within the first year, you started to have feelings that were more than friends.
Yeah.
Okay. How did that happen?
I don't really know. That's something I don't remember.
Okay.
Exactly how it happened.
So it's okay to not remember the exact details if you can't. If you can, that's even better, because that's only going to help. But if you can't remember exactly, that's okay. But
I'm going to try to think about it while we're talking.
Okay.
If I can't remember, whenever I do remember something, if I do remember something, then I will tell you, because
okay,
I'm taking this very seriously, so I get the bottom.
Good. Good, good, good.
It's bothered me a lot.
With Molly, you mean?
Really, the whole thing.
Okay.
Where my head got so far off track and out of whack, and it really bothered me a lot.
With Molly, was there any kind of flirting and stuff? Is that how it started?
That had to be how it started.
Okay.
There must have been some flirting. Had to be some flirting somewhere along the way.
Okay. And how did that get to the point where you're seeing each other naked?
I think it was because of the flirting.
Was she a virgin?
Yeah.
She was, okay. And do you remember if there was the same type of a conversation that you were having with Kayla?
No. Me and Molly, we got more into in-depth conversations.
Right, but when you're flirting, though.
When I'm flirting, no. When we were flirting, no, they weren't conversations like I had with Kayla. Well, because we knew each other better.
Okay, but how did that lead to flirting?
I don't know. I think that's how it led to flirting, because it wasn't right away that we started flirting. We started talking. I can't remember how long we had talked just as friends, but I know it had to be at least a month or two.
Why would you think that?
Well, because when we started flirting, we had already known each other for a little bit. So it wasn't like right off the bat.
Do you think that
it wasn't in that first night?
Sure. What were you thinking about when you were thinking that you wanted to flirt with her? What were some of the things that, you know, was she cute? Did you like her body? Did you like, you know, the way that she talked? What was it about her that attracted you?
She was cute, and I liked the way that we got along.
Okay. What did you find cute about her?
I don't know. She had blonde hair.
She had blonde hair?
Yeah. She had blonde hair, and she had a nice personality.
Okay.
She was friendly. She was friendly, and she was fun.
So did you ever think about how young she was compared to you when you started thinking that she was cute and you were thinking maybe you wanted to be more than friends?
I think the thought was there about it being too young.
Okay.
But I think because I had already spent some time with her as friends, that feeling like she was a little more mature, I think it kind of made me push her age to the side a little bit.
Okay, so what made her mature in relation to someone who's 30?
Because the way that she acted with me when she was talking to me.
So when you're talking to her versus when you're talking to someone who's your own age, you can't tell the difference?
Yeah, I could tell the difference. I don't know. I can't really say that I know, because I don't know. Well, I want to say I know, but I don't. I guess it was something about the way that we got along together.
Okay. After you guys are flirting, did you start talking about having a relationship?
Yeah, I think we did. I think it was the day after we started flirting that we started talking about having a relationship.
Okay, so when you are flirting and you remember that the next day, that's when you start thinking about having a relationship, that leads me to believe that you remember what the flirting was about and how far it went.
The flirting, I think that was when she showed me her tits. And I never asked, I don't think I ever asked her to show them to me. I think she just whipped her shirt up, showed me.
Why would she have done that, do you think?
I don't know, because we were flirting. I don't remember the exact flirting that we did.
But that seems pretty far to go, you know, for a girl to just be sitting there talking normally, and then all of a sudden she takes her shirt off.
She didn't take her shirt off. She just lifted it up and pulled it back down.
And what did you think about that?
I remember being surprised.
Okay. What were you surprised by?
By the fact that she actually lifted her shirt up.
Okay. Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say I didn't, because at the time I was horny at the time. So yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that it's gonna get difficult to talk about, because
I know.
I'm trying to push it aside. I don't want you to push it aside. That's the thing. That's what's been happening. All of these years, and even before you got in trouble, and that's why you ended up getting in trouble. So we want to stop doing that, and I want you to just talk to me.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to remember that it's you that I'm talking to, and I'm going to be fine.
Because I'm going to have a lot more respect for you if you just tell me what you're thinking. Tell me exactly what it is. I don't care how crazy it is, how perverted, how disgusting, what you're going to think. Oh my gosh, I don't want to tell her because she's going to think something about me. I just want to know what it is, because that's the only way. That's the only way for us to figure this out.
I know.
Okay, so if you asked her to show you, then I want to know that you asked her to show you.
But I don't think that I did. I could be wrong, but I don't think that I did. I can't remember asking her. All I remember is her lifting up her shirt.
Okay, she lifted up her shirt, and you guys were talking about sex at that time, I'm assuming.
I don't think we were talking about sex yet. I think we were just flirting.
Do you remember if you were naked at the time?
No, I don't. I don't think that I was. I think I had my clothes on.
I would be really surprised by that if you did.
I didn't always sit there naked. About half the time, I did have my clothes on. The only time that I was sitting there naked when it would be at nighttime. And knew I was going to be going to bed after I got off the computer.
Okay. So did she have a computer in her bedroom? Is that where she was at?
When I met her, no. It was not in the living room, not in the kitchen. It was in between, a little hallway type of area.
So is that where she was sitting when she flashed you?
Yeah. She said there. Maybe I did ask her to flash me.
Okay, why do you think that?
Because she said that her parents were in, I remember saying that her parents were in the kitchen. And the kitchen was right around the corner from where she was at.
Okay.
And she flashed me, and that I remember her looking around the corner to make sure they couldn't see her. I think that's what happened. So I think I did ask her.
Okay. So why did you ask her to do that?
I don't know. We were flirting, I know that.
Okay.
But it must have been part of the flirting. Where it came to me asking her to flash me.
Did you show her anything at that time?
I think that's where I showed her my dick was then.
Okay.
I think that's where the flirting started getting heavier. I think I asked her to flash me, and I think she said, "I'll flash you if you show me your dick." I think that's where that started. But then it was weird because after that we hadn't shown each other anything for a while.
Why is that weird?
Well, because when you start flirting like that, usually it will continue. I would think that it would continue more and more. But with me and her, it didn't.
Did that frustrate you?
I don't think it didn't. It did frustrate me at the time because when her and I used to have some really good conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think that it would seem odd that you could have a good conversation with a 15-year-old when you're 30, in your 30s, but...
Yeah. It is odd.
I was surprised at the good conversations that we had. I think a lot of it was because of where she was going through a hard time. With her dad getting drunk and her sister being gone. And her little brother bugging her friend to school and stuff that bothered us. And she didn't feel how she was. She actually started to get depressed. And I think a lot of the conversations that we had was me comforting her and just helping her along.
So then...
Remember she got confused about a lot of things.
What was she confused about?
About her dad drinking. And I think that would happen at school, I guess, that... You know, she wouldn't. How do I explain that? She wouldn't. She didn't feel good about herself in school with the friends because she had just gotten into high school. Oh, wait a minute. She freshman? No, she was sophomore in high school because she was graduating when I. The year that I went down to Nashville. So she was a sophomore. But she still didn't know her school was big because it was the only school for that whole county. The only.
So why did you think that she was just starting to get into high school?
Because she didn't converse with a lot of people, just a little close knit group that she hung out with, and she didn't feel like boys at school liked her, and that I guess that made her feel less for herself.
Okay. So is it possible that she was a freshman, though? And the reason why I'm asking is because it sounds like a lot of the stuff she's going through is the stuff that kids can go through when they're just starting a brand new school. It's a lot bigger. There's a whole bunch of new people. They don't know where they fit in, and it's very confusing.
Well, that's what's confusing me because she was a senior when I went to Nashville. She was graduating that year.
She must have just started her senior year then when you went, because when you went to Nashville... Yeah. It was in September, and they graduate, say, in, like, May or June.
Yeah, so she was just starting her senior year.
Okay.
Yes, she was a freshman.
Okay, she was a freshman. All right. I'm going to ask you this, okay? And I want you to, no matter what you've told me before, I want you to know that it's okay to tell me now. Okay.
Okay.
Was she 14 when you started talking to her?
No. She was 15. Don't expect me to change my answer on that. That's not going to happen. She was 15. I'm telling you the truth on that.
Don't try to talk shit to me. I'm trying to keep this straight. Lauren.
I know.
Lauren.
I'm telling you. I'm just telling you that I'm telling you the truth that she was 15.
Here's the thing. And the reason why I'm asking you this, and I backtrack a little bit, is because, like I had told you last time, some people will give the girls a little bit more of an age. Like they'll say, oh, she was almost 15 instead of saying she was 14. She was almost this, or, you know, they'll add to her age so that it's not, yeah. It doesn't sound as bad. Typically a freshman is about 14 years old.
Yep.
So if she was a freshman, then she could have been 14 when she was talking to you.
But she wasn't, she was 15. That's why I tell you, I'm not going to change my answer on that because she was 15. I'm not going to lie to you, okay?
I really hope that you don't. I really hope that you don't.
I already told you, you're the one person that I can open up to, and I'm not going to lie to you about it.
Okay.
When I met her, she was 15.
All right. Then things started to escalate. And you said that it was the day after you both exposed yourselves that you decided that you thought you would have a relationship with her or you would talk about it.
Yeah.
What made you want to do that?
I don't know. That I can't answer because I don't remember what was going through my head. I guess I knew I liked her. At that time, I knew I liked her. Is what had happened the day before.
She listened to you when you asked her to flash you?
No, not for that reason. Because I had already been talking to her for a little bit before that happened.
So what made her girlfriend material?
I don't know. I wish I could answer that question, but I really can't. I don't know.
Was it the same type of a girlfriend that you wanted to make Kayla, meaning you were talking bullshit to her? To get her to do things for you?
No. With me and Molly, it was a lot different with me and Molly. Me and Molly actually talked. And it wasn't about sex and stuff like that all the time.
Well, it got to that point. I understand that there was more to talk about because she was a real girl.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe that's why one thought got in my head that she might be girlfriend material because we had actually spent time talking together already and then we wound up flirting.
When you decided that you wanted her to be your girlfriend, how did you think that was going to work?
I don't know. I can't say that I thoroughly thought that it was going to work because I knew I had my doubts because of her age.
What were some of the doubts that you had?
Just because of our age difference, because of her being so young.
Okay. So what about her being young wouldn't make her a good girlfriend?
Well, because she hadn't matured enough. Years ago before she matured. And I knew I'd have to wait until she was of age before I could see her. I think that's another thing that added to me putting thought into whether or not it would really work.
When you asked her to flash you, and she did, then all of a sudden, did it seem like she was mature enough to be your girlfriend? Because that happened the next day.
I don't know if I don't really think I thought of through. I think all I was thinking about was how much her and I, you know, not really had in common, but had a good time together. And we were comfortable with each other as far as talking and all that. We actually really had some good talks. So I don't really think that I thought it through that much. With the age at that time, I know I thought about it because I remember thinking about her age difference compared to mine, and that held me back a little bit. But I don't think I put enough thought into it before we, you know, started talking about it.
Okay. So when you were flirting and you asked her to flash you and she did, and then you showed her your dick. What did you think about that?
I really don't think I was thinking about it.
Well, were you worried that somebody was going to see, or did you get some kind of a thrill knowing it was the wrong thing to do, but it excited you? What was exciting about that?
No, I think it was just because it was somebody that I liked.
Yeah, but she was a kid.
Yes, but at the time it wasn't. It started to not register. Because it just started being the girl that I was talking to a lot and had gotten to know some, gotten used to.
So, were you horny before she flashed you?
I don't think I was. I think we were flirting, but I think it was just, you know, just fun. Just being fun, not thinking that I would go any further than just talking.
And then you decided to take a chance.
Yeah.
So then after that happened and you had this discussion to start a relationship, how did that go?
Thinking.
Okay.
I think she had the same idea.
What idea was that?
About having a relationship with me. And I don't think she put much thought into it either. I think we were just pretty much caught up.
Well,
in
she
moment.
Was 15.
I know.
She's not in a position to always have clear thoughts.
Make the best
and
decisions, yeah.
Right, that's what your job is supposed to be.
Yeah. And I don't think my thinking wasn't, I wasn't doing my job. I think for her, I think she was excited about it because I was older. And I think that's actually what made me start thinking more about it, because she'd tell me about her going to school, and it seemed like every time that she mentioned her being in school, that it seemed to register with me more that she's too young. And I think it kept bothering me.
So how long did it have to bother you before you stopped?
I don't know. I think it was a month or two that we kept talking. And we didn't show each other's body again.
Until
time,
when?
As far as I can remember.
Until when?
I think the next time was when she was 17.
Why would it be when she was 17?
It's because we started talking again. Well, we started having thoughts of maybe trying it again when she was older. But when we stopped, the first time when we stopped, I remember it because she was too young and I started feeling really different because I wanted her to go through high school the way she should be going through high school and not be in a relationship that was with somebody that was in their 30s.
So you were in a relationship with her, though?
Yeah, well, a talking relationship, which it was more, well, I wasn't even going with the phone, it was just through the computer.
Yeah, but you guys were looking at each other and talking.
Yeah, we were looking at each other and talking. Mm-hmm. We were looking at each other through webcam and talking.
And but so that's all we did. Did you refer to her as your girlfriend?
I did for her. That's why I think it only lasts like a month or two. Because, you know, actually, I think it was only a month. I think it was just a little over a month, I think.
Why would you think that?
Well, just because it kept bothering me about her age. And then she'd tell me things about school, and that kept bothering me. Things shouldn't have to be worrying about anything that I think when she's in school like that. And I think that's when we broke it off and decided to just be friends.
Did you ever tell anybody about Molly?
Yeah, I told Tony.
Okay. What did he have to say?
He told me I need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
He told me she's too young, you need to stop that.
Did he ever say anything to you about that?
Yeah, he did.
Did he have a problem with it?
He told me, he said, Lonnie, she's too young, you need to stop talking to her.
Well, not even just talking, but did you say that you saw her tits and you flashed her?
No, I never told him stuff like that. You and Emma are the only ones that I ever told that to.
Okay. But you did say that you really liked her and you wanted her to be your girlfriend. Is that right?
I don't know if I ever said the words to him at all. I don't think I ever did.
Okay.
He just knew that me and Molly were interested in each other.
What does that mean, interested in each other?
That we had an interest in each other. Even though we were just friends, we still spent a lot of time together talking. And we had an interest in each other.
Well, when somebody says, I'm interested and someone of the opposite sex, typically that means that they're interested in more than a friendship.
Yeah, well, we were interested in more than a friendship, but we knew we couldn't have it at the time.
Where did this idea come that you were going to meet at a fair?
That came from her and I talking one day about seeing each other, not meeting. But just seeing each other, because we both want to know that the other one is real other than through a webcam.
But how is it a possibility that either one of you wasn't real? If you were seeing each other on a webcam, you both were doing what you guys were talking about. How is it possible?
It's not possible. Sorry. It's not possible. I mean, we knew each other was real, but it's just different being able to see the person in person.
Right, when you're going to meet.
Right, but we weren't even going to meet. We just
Why not?
To see each other. Because she was underage.
What was the point?
Just so we could see each other. We wanted to see each other.
Why?
Other than through a webcam.
But why?
Why? Because we did.
It doesn't make sense, Lauren. That's why I'm asking. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, don't get frustrated.
Don't tell me not to get frustrated. I'm trying to wade through some shit here. You know what I'm
saying?
I know.
But I can't give you answers that are not there.
What you're trying to do, but that doesn't make sense, and I'm asking you to clarify that. You're saying that's just
clarify
what we
as much
wait,
as I can.
Wait. You're saying that's just what we wanted, but what does that mean? What did you want?
We want to see each other in person.
But if you're not meeting, if you're not meeting, what the fuck is the point?
Just at the time, like, you know, I guess it meant something to us at the time, I guess.
But what did it mean, though? I mean, because here's the thing, Lauren. You're both seeing each other.
I know.
The only thing different was that you weren't in the same place. But everything else was there.
I'm trying to tell you what the point was, but you know, I don't know if you're not hearing me or understanding. I know, obviously, you're not understanding.
I'm not understanding.
Whatever reason we had, we just wanted to see each other in person, not through a webcam.
What was that going to accomplish, though? How was that going to change your relationship?
Don't know. It could have changed it a lot.
How?
Because seeing each other, I don't know. Just something about it could have changed.
Well, imagine to yourself, what were you expecting to come away from there? You go to this fair, you look at each other from across the parking lot, and then you get in your car and you drive away. What are you expecting to gain from that? You knew that she was a real person because you were looking at her and you were talking to her at the same time.
I know.
Okay. So I want you to tell me the reason why.
I guess it had to be because we had feelings for each other. That's the only thing that I can come up with, because we had feelings for each other. And at the time, it meant something to us both that we see each other in person versus through the webcam. Now, when you have feelings for someone, you want to be able to see them in person.
You're not even going to go talk to each other. Maybe, what, make eye contact? That was supposed to be the big deal?
No, I guess at the time it was. I can't explain this to you.
Well, you have to try, Lauren, because it doesn't make sense. Well,
I know, but you're getting frustrated with me when I'm trying to look for the answer myself.
It was your idea to do this, right?
I don't know if it was my idea or if it was both our ideas. I think...
Well, when you say it could have been both our ideas, basically that means one person said it and the other agreed. So it was probably your idea.
I think we were talking about someday when we meet. I don't know if it was me that said something or if it was her that said something about an affair. I didn't know anything about a fair and so I think it was her that said that there's a fair and I said I didn't mean meet right now. I said when we do meet. She said, well, why can't we see each other now? I said, well, because you're underage and I'm overage. And I think that's when I told her, I said, I could come up there and we can see each other in person, but we can't meet. And I think that's where that happened.
Okay, so then on that day, you went with Tony.
Yeah.
Why did Tony go with you?
Because Tony wanted to get away from his house because everybody was going over there partying all the time. He wanted a break. So the whole time that we were up there, Tony slept.
Slept where?
In the hotel room.
Oh, you got a hotel room.
Yeah, we stayed overnight.
Okay.
We stayed overnight because the fair was... We went up there. I think it was around noontime we went up there.
Mm-hmm.
We got the hotel room, and I can't remember how was she called me. She must have called around to see to try and find me an hotel, because there wasn't many hotel rooms there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels at the time. So she must have crawled around to whatever hotel and try to find me. But she had wound up calling me, and I think she called Tony's phone. And Tony, we gave her the number to the hotel room phone, and she called that because Tony was worried about the amount of time on his phone, usage on his phone. And I had talked to her through that, and that's when she told me that she made a mistake, and the fare was not the next day, it was the day after. He asked me if I could stay that long. And I said, no. I have a job I have to do, and I have to get back so I can do it. So me and Tony stayed overnight, then we left the next morning.
So I know that I asked you this last time, but why didn't you go somewhere else?
Never thought about it. She said the fare was the following day after the day that me and Tony left. And you know, I just never thought to try to meet anywhere else. I didn't know where she lived at. So I just never gave it any thought, because the only thing was that I was thinking was that we were going to meet at the fair, and we couldn't meet that day, and I couldn't keep staying up there because I had to do my job. So it just never entered my mind to meet somewhere else.
I mean, you drove.
See each other anywhere else.
You drove 3.5 hours to get there. You get a hotel room, and you're thinking that you're going to meet at this fair, but the fair is not happening yet. So how is it possible that in your mind there wasn't something? If you're not going to be meeting each other and you're just going to see each other, it doesn't matter where that's going to happen.
I understand that.
Okay.
But at the time, I didn't give it any thought. I just knew I had to get back to my job.
Did Tony have that thought at all? Did he think that was stupid, that you guys drove all the way there for absolutely nothing?
He thought it was stupid, but he didn't care because he gets sleep and he gets some rest. That's what he was looking for anyway.
So what was the plan? If the fair had moved forward, what was the plan?
We were going to go to the fair, and we'd know what each other looked like, so we'd see each other.
But a fair can be pretty large.
But I can't remember. I don't remember if she told me to meet in a specific place or not. I don't think that she did. But me and Tony were just going to walk around the fair, and her and her friend was just going to walk around the fair. We figured, I guess, somewhere along the way we'd see each other.
You had just mentioned something while you were explaining that, and you were saying we knew what each other looked like.
Yeah.
Which was all you were going to get by seeing each other at the fair. And that was all that you had already gotten when you were on camera.
Right. So the difference would have been that would not have been on camera. We'd have been able to see each other in person. I know it doesn't make sense, but...
Well, it doesn't. And it's completely fucking stupid, to be honest.
At the time, it made sense to me and her.
So then what happened after that?
Me and Tony went home, and me and Molly just kept talking. We never made any plans to meet after that, until I moved down to Nashville, and she was going to come down there to visit me after she graduated.
I'm concerned about what happened with your relationship. I mean, first of all, it's concerning that you went there to meet her, and the feeling that I have is that something spooked you.
Nothing spooked me. What do you mean spooked me?
Well, she was underage. So you had to have that in the back of your mind that you could get in trouble.
Yeah, but that's why I brought Tony with me. So that way nobody could say that I did anything, because I had a witness right there. Tony was right there.
Well, you going to meet an underage child.
See, we weren't, that was the thing. We wasn't going to meet. We were just going to...
You being there, there being a plan for you both to be there at the same time is a meeting. So you can try to have some kind of a different wording, but you were both meeting there at the same time.
We're both going to be there at the same time, yes.
Right. You had planned to both be there at the same time. That is a meeting.
A meeting is when you actually meet.
Right. You were meeting. You had a plan. And the two people... And the two... Okay, so let me put it to you this way. You have two people go to a location. One is a drug dealer and one is the buyer. They're both agreeing to be at the same place at the same time. They both arrive at the same time. They see each other. They don't talk, though. One person leaves the drug somewhere. He walks away. The other guy comes behind. And then
Is that a drug deal?
Right.
I see what you're saying. A meeting.
It was
place.
A meeting. It was a meeting. You guys were meeting each other.
All right. I see what you're saying. Even though we weren't going to converse, it was still a meeting place.
No, and not a meeting place. It was a meeting. You were both meeting each other.
Yeah, but, okay, this is what I'm saying.
This is where you try. You were meeting, Lauren. It doesn't matter if you had the conversation at the time. You both agreed to be at a place at a time.
Right.
Right.
That, in my opinion, that would be called a meeting place, not a meeting.
The fair was the meeting place. The event of you both being there at the same time is the meeting.
Okay. So this is where I disagree, because we weren't conversing for any type of meeting.
A meeting doesn't...
We were just going there to see each other.
Right. You were going there to meet each other. You were both meeting at the same place at the same time.
Okay, we're meeting by sight then.
Why are you trying to throw these things in there? Like meeting by sight. You were meeting
because
each
in,
other.
In my opinion, a meeting is when you actually converse with someone.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to say that what I was doing was not really a bad thing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is my opinion, a meeting is actually where you converse with someone.
It's not.
In some way.
No, I'm telling you what it is.
Which I can, all right. I guess I'm going to accept your way of thinking, because that was actually, it would actually be a meeting, because we were going to be conversing by seeing each other. So we were
It was the fact that you were both agreeing to be at the same place at the same time. That is the meeting. Okay.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay, great. So then it didn't work out and you drove home. What happened then?
Yep. What happened then is we just continued talking.
Were you considering yourself to be her boyfriend?
I don't remember if I was or not. I don't think that I was.
Had she moved her computer to her bedroom at any point?
I know she did, but I can't remember when it was.
When that happened, did you guys continue putting on a show for each other?
No, that's when I think we did one more time. That was it.
Did you masturbate for her?
Last time. No.
Why not?
I don't know. Just didn't. Didn't care to.
Why didn't you care to?
I just didn't care to. I don't know how to explain that. I just didn't care to. I weren't going to do it.
What did she do?
She didn't do anything. She showed me her tits one more time, and that was it. And then it wasn't even me that she was showing her tits to. It was somebody else that she was talking to, besides me. She knew. She didn't think that I knew that she was talking to somebody else, but I knew she was. And I told her that. I told her that. Like a few days later, I told her that.
Mm-hmm. What was your point in telling her that?
Just to let her know that I knew.
But why?
Just so that she would know that I knew.
But why?
because I wanted to let her know that she didn't get anything by me that I didn't, that wasn't obvious.
So was that your way of breaking up with her?
No, because we weren't even together then. I was laughing when I told her that. When I told her that, she laughed too. She said, yeah, she said, I was talking to somebody at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you'd know, but at the time it happened, I asked her why she said to flash me again. She said, it's because it's been a long time since I flashed you, so I thought I'd do it again. I was like, oh, okay.
But you had said that you had you had shown her your dick too.
Yeah, not that time. It was a different time before that, I think.
Okay.
Are you writing this stuff down?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to understand it because it's so weird and it's creepy and there's so much that I'm just trying to understand and I feel like I'm not getting it.
I'm trying to help as much as I can.
Okay. Had you ever had a situation where you're talking to a girl and you've almost been caught?
Almost been caught what?
Like by her parents, or she gets freaked out by how old you are. Anything like that?
No, because Molly and Melissa were the only ones I was talking to at that time, and Melissa wasn't even on camp.
I'm just wondering why Molly and then Melissa, and then you go to Nashville and then there's Kayla, and how there wasn't anyone else, considering the fact that you were horny and on the internet and you had this fantasy of a young virgin.
I wasn't on the internet all the time, though. Most of the time I was partying with Tony and my brothers and my nephews and going out to bars.
Did you ever bring Molly up to your class or to Allie?
No.
Why?
Because all I've ever really thought of was Molly was as a friend.
But she wasn't a friend, Lauren. She was a victim.
I know. I don't know why, but I didn't even think about Molly at the time to bring her up.
Well, now you know.
Why are you starting to get mad at me?
I'm not mad. I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm sitting here talking to you about one of your victims, Lauren, and she was real.
I know.
How can you say I know in such a nonchalant way?
I'm not saying it in a nonchalant way.
You think of her as an ex-girlfriend?
Do I think of her as an ex-girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can say that I don't, because I got so close to her as a friend. Because her and I really did care about each other and really got close as friends. And I was there with her for the whole year that she was with her boyfriend that she had in high school.
Mm-hmm, when she was a freshman.
That was when she was a sophomore.
Lauren, the reason why I keep bringing that type of stuff up is you have to realize what you were doing. I want you to realize what you were doing.
Well, I want you to explain yourself on that so that I can think about it, because I need to think about this, because I was really close to Molly as a friend, and there were so many things that I was there for her with that she went through, and they have to talk for her to have somebody to talk to.
Well, one of the things that I'm hoping that you're going to recognize at some point is that you have a pattern.
I guess I never thought of it like that with Molly and Melissa. Because we were friends.
They were your victims, Lauren.
Yeah, well, Melissa wasn't. Well, yeah, Melissa was.
They were both your victims.
Yes. I guess it makes it hard for me to... Well, I know they're my victims in the sense that I did something I shouldn't have done.
How are they not your victims? How are you thinking they're not?
Well, I'm not thinking that they're not, because what I did was wrong. And that's where it made them my victims. It's the relationship that I had with them as friends that throws me, because we really cared about each other.
I think that the relationship that you were having with them was similar in the way that you were grooming Kayla. I think that there was a lot of hiding. There were...
A lot of hiding what?
A lot of... Well, did Molly's parents know about you? Did you talk to them?
No.
Okay. Right. Did they know that she was going to the fair to see you?
No.
Okay. Did you tell her some of the things about making sure that nobody knows?
No.
You didn't? Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't. I didn't. I just didn't. I guess I took it for granted that she already knew. I never said anything about it.
She already knew better to not tell anyone. Because she wouldn't want to get in trouble, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to say you're not right, because that's going to be the reason.
It wouldn't have been her fault.
No, it wouldn't have been her fault. It would have been mine. So right. Because I knew better.
You knew better.
I'm not going to say it wasn't my fault. It was my fault. I was the adult.
Do you see that you're a predator?
I see it that way, yes. And I see what you're saying about it's not safe for me to be on the internet for... In chat rooms, stuff, perks like that, because I do interact with people, and I shouldn't be interacting with anybody on the internet.
Right, you should never.
Underage people that I don't know.
Anyone really, because the other thing is not necessarily just the underage thing. If we look at the Rhoda situation, you were a predator with her too. And I know you're going to deny that and say you try to keep her away from drugs and all kinds of shit.
You're getting mad at me, and I haven't even said anything yet.
Lauren?
You're already thinking, starting to get mad at
Lauren,
me.
Lauren, you're thinking that I'm mad at you because you're guilty.
The tone of your voice changes when you say this stuff.
As it should, because it's disgusting, and it's really hurtful.
Yeah, I know. I feel
so sad for Molly. I feel so sad. Look at what happened to her as a 15-year-old freshman who had an alcoholic father, difficulty at school with friends fitting in. She was depressed and she had to look at your dick, and she became your girlfriend. And you're trying to make it like we cared about each other. We were both in this together. You weren't. She was a child.
I know, okay? I'm not trying to spin it in circles. I'm trying to understand it all myself.
What is it that's making it hard for you to understand? Is it difficult for you to admit stuff?
No, it's not hard for me to admit what I did wrong. It's hard for me to understand why I... allow myself to go with someone so young.
Talk me through that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand.
You're making it, again, as if you don't know how it happened. And the fact is, you had to have thoughts come in. Think about yourself in these situations. It's not just one. So you can look at the different situations and seeing these young girls. And you're wanting to reach out to them. You're wanting to engage with them in some kind of a sexual conversation and to see where that goes. See what you can get off of them so that you can get off somehow.
See, Molly was the first one that I had ever talked to that was underage on the internet.
What about not on the internet?
I talked to all kinds of them, not on the internet, but not like not that way. It's all just life stuff, regular life stuff. There was nothing sexual. There was no thoughts of anything sexual. There was none of that.
How does it turn sexual then?
I don't know, but I want to figure it out.
Well, tell me what turns you on about somebody like Amali.
Now, nothing. Then, I don't know.
How do you know now, no? But all of a sudden, back then, you have no idea.
Well, now, because I've gone through things, and it just doesn't. Underage girls do not turn me on. My head is just in a completely different place now. Then, I think this is where I relate it to what I was going through at the time.
How does what you're feeling sexually have to do with what you're going through at the time?
Well, because it didn't start out sexually.
Right, but it got there. So
yeah,
I'm trying to...
There.
Right, so I'm trying to find how you're relating the two. You were going through some hard times at home. And how does that get to you exposing yourself to Molly?
I think it's because me and Molly had fun time together. And I guess it took me away from my problems that I was having. And I think that's where it wound up. Me and her flirting, getting to know each other, so we would flirt, and then...
What was the attraction? What was the attraction to her?
I think it was because she was fun, taking me away from what my problems were.
Okay. So what about...
Okay, wait a minute. Don't go too far.
Okay.
So I think this is when I started feeling low about myself. Well, because the way that my sister made me feel when I was up there, she had just gotten together with a guy, and because I bought a van that they wanted to buy, they were mad at me, so she kicked me off the land. And the only way that she could keep me off my land and feel safe about it was if I bought Ralph's house. So I wound up buying Ralph's house. But it was like right after I bought Ralph's house was when she told me that I had 30 days to get my building off of her land or she was going to keep it.
Okay, so what does this have to do?
She started treating me like that, and mm-hmm. with all the using that Ralph was doing to me.
Okay.
And because Ralph and Richard wanted to come in on my business.
Okay.
Before, and I let them.
Right.
And the profit was like, the whole job was like $11,000.
Right. I remember this story, actually. I remember it perfectly well.
Okay. I gotta go through it in my head so I keep this all straight. Okay. So we split it three ways, and I had to pay all the bills out of that, so I kicked them out of the business and just did it myself. And after I did that, it made me realize that because they tried to talk me into letting him stay in the business with me. And I said, no, after I thought about it, I realized that they were only wanting me to be in the business because of all the money I was making. And they didn't really do anything at the job site. It was me and Tony and Paul and Todd, I think, and Randy that did all the jackhammering. And Richard stood there talking to the owner in nice clothes. And Ralph stood off to the side holding the shovel like he was actually going to do something. And at the end of the job, they still wound up with money. And that's when I said, I can't do that. Because I still wound up paying the bills. So after that, I thought about it more and more and realized that it just used me more. And I think that's that's when I started putting things together about how much they were using it, because then it was Buff being behind $6,000 on the house. Then he was behind on taxes $2,500.
Right.
So that added to him.
So right. They,
along the way, everything was kept adding up along the way, and they'd keep using me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't notice it right off the bat until later I would realize it.
Right. Yeah, they were using you. So what did this have to do with you having an attraction to Molly?
I think it was because I started feeling low about myself. And so I know I was feeling low about myself because the people I was drinking a lot and the people that I was hanging around was Tony and his friends that he has, which most of them were druggies.
Right. So, but about Molly, though, the fact that she was a kid.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's because I felt low about myself that I didn't feel like I could have anybody that was my age and decent. I felt really low and lowering myself all the time.
Okay, so you thought that a kid was going to be the perfect girlfriend?
I don't think that's what it was at all. I think it was because I could go home and talk to Molly on the computer and know that I'm not right there face to face with her, mm-hmm. that it wasn't going to hurt anything, that I wasn't going to get hurt, that she wasn't going to get hurt, and we weren't using each other when actually we were using each other. But I didn't realize it at the time that I was using her. I just now realized that, because she made me feel better about myself. And that's why I wound up spending so much time with her that I did.
So then if we were to jump from Molly to Kayla, we're going a couple of years. How is it that you're still seeking out a child? The reason why I ask you that is because what I think happens a lot of time is when people start going on the internet and they have a fantasy like yours, things are going to start slowly. So maybe you talk to a girl who's younger and it may or may not go anywhere, and you kind of start to learn things. You learn things based on your fear of getting caught, and you still want to engage in it. It's still really, really exciting for you, but you're still scared. So you're going to start to learn some tricks. And it's going to be something like, you know, maybe with Molly, you were telling her, well, you can bring one of your friends, you know, make sure your parents don't see, you know, is there anybody there that's going to know, or, you know, who are you going to tell? Make sure you don't tell anybody. And when you got to Kayla, you were full-blown predator. Like, you had all of the trick laid out at that point. And I think that you can see that, hopefully, since you've been reading the chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see it. Now I see everything there now.
Okay.
I'm so fucking grossed out by that thing.
The reason why I say that is because I feel like there had to have been other girls.
There wasn't.
How is that possible? How is it possible... You got to the point of Kayla and you had all of these solutions to all of the possible problems, and you knew delete your archives, let's go to MySpace, I'm not going to even type out phone number, I'm too scared to do that. It just all kinds of little tricks.
I'm telling you, there was nobody else.
So you're telling me there's only three underage girls? That's yes. It. In your whole internet career.
Yes. I can't be more honest with you about it when I tell you yes.
Technically, there was Disney girling Kimmy as well.
I don't even remember them.
Well, they were there. You just didn't have a full-blown conversation. They didn't let you.
Okay, I know that with Kayla, I know I was, it was my lowest point in my life at that point.
Well, what about with Molly?
With Molly was a low point too. I mean, with Melissa was a low point. So those are my three lowest points in my life.
Okay. So when it comes to having a low point in your life, how does that translate into finding comfort in a underage girl instead of a woman?
Then I don't know.
I think that you need to tell your class about Molly and Melissa.
You think I should ask them if I can start it over again?
I think you need to. You haven't been honest.
No, I never really put this much thought into it. Put thought into it, but like I said, just pass Molly and Melissa right out of my mind because you're friends.
But they weren't your friends, and you know that now. I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks to say it, but
I remember Emma talking about the teens who have a lot of problems and they need attention, and sometimes it can be kind of obvious. That type of a teenager is going to be attractive to a predator, because then they're going to be able to come in and they're going to be able to try to be reassuring, that they're going to be able to help. I'm going to make it better. And then it starts with a conversation of, do you have a boyfriend? The boys at school must be crazy about you. How much have you done with the boys?
Things
have you done anything? Things that you said in the chat, but I feel like it's a pattern. Like that had already happened before. I think what happened with Kayla, everything before then was an escalation all the way to Kayla. And even Molly was an escalation too, because you actually went to go meet her.
It sucks that my life would be at such a low point right after I wanted to do something stupid like this.
Well, I don't exactly blame it on the low point of your life. I blame it on how you're feeling with these fantasies and then you acting on it. And it there's years in between. So that means it never really went away.
But I never had fantasies about it. Well, yeah, it did. Well,
I think you do need to start the class over.
Differences, will they let me or not?
I'm just thinking that all of the exercises that you've done and everything like that, they haven't really been done honestly, where you're taking it as your treatment and saying, how am I going to answer these questions completely honestly without trying to make myself sound better or being worried that what I'm going to say is going to be really fucked up. It doesn't benefit anyone at all. And I think that's, you know, obviously where a lot of the videos and stuff that you made with explanations and all the fighting that you've done through all of these years, it's all just been a lot of smokescreen. And you hadn't even read the chat log, but you knew. You knew how bad it was.
I knew. I think that's why I didn't want to read it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember exactly how bad it was.
But you were very adamant that you had read it and that you knew that they were the ones that started everything, and you knew that you said no, and none of that ever happened. You knew this.
Well, see, this is what I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I don't get how I could have missed so much, and how I could have seen so many things that were different.
Well, you were lying to yourself, number one, and you were lying to everyone else, too. Very forcefully.
Yeah, but I thought that stuff that I was saying was actually the thing. Until reading the chat log now, when I read it before from a legal stuff, I was skimming through it to see the stuff that they said to me that was supporting my case.
When your lawsuits would come back as being denied, wouldn't you want to know why?
Well, yeah, but for me to Well, I did want to know why.
Yeah, but
for me to it took so long for me to be able to understand the law even a little bit, because I had never had to deal with it before. And I mean, nobody explained. The ones that I had read really explaining things to me were other inmates that were jailhouse lawyers.
If you knew what was in your chat log, if you were honest about it, you would know that you didn't stand a chance. You would know that you deserved where you were.
But see, that's what the thing was. I did not realize what was in it.
Right.
Because my head wasn't clear like it is now.
Right, you were in denial.
To see that stuff.
You
I was
were in
very
denial.
Much in denial. I was very much in denial and very much felt like I had been the victim of the whole thing. I think that even last year, if you would have gone through this conversation with me, page mm-hmm. by page, last year,
mm-hmm.
there would have been somewhere in there, I would not have been paying attention like I am now. Been looking for things that they said instead of concentrating on things that I said.
I think that most likely, if this was last year and I did not have the rapport with you that I do now, you would have denied reading it. You would have said, I don't want to. I would know what I said in that stupid conversation. That's what you would have said.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like what I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
We probably wouldn't have gotten any further than what me and Winnie got.
Right.
Me and Winnie didn't get very far.
Yeah, and maybe not even that far. You probably would have shut down the idea since you had shut it down the entire time.
I know.
I think deep down you knew how bad the chat log was. And the reason why I asked about Molly from the very beginning was because when you got to that line, you forgot that you said that. It threw you off.
They said what?
That you talked about Molly. That you had mentioned that you had another kid on your MySpace, and you were like, oh my gosh, I said that.
Yeah, I had forgotten all about it.
Right. And that's where this whole thing came from. And I'm so glad that it happened, because it revealed this whole other side. I think, you know, what you were attempting to do was to say that Kayla was like a one-off situation. That you had never fantasized about a virgin before, that you hadn't had this type of a sexual conversation before. And here, come to find out, you had it a couple of years before. And you considered this girl your friend when she was actually your victim. And she should never have been talking to you from the very beginning.
And I agree with you. Now, would I have agreed with you last year? No. There would have been no way that I would have agreed with you last year.
I think what needs to happen, and we had mentioned about you starting the class again, but I think what needs to happen is you need to talk to them, and you need to say that I had real victims too.
I don't know if they'll let me.
Why?
Start over and all.
Well, no. You even if they say anything about starting over, even if that doesn't even come up in your class, you need to say, I had real victims, too.
Yeah. I need to, because I need to get past this.
One of the things that bothers me about your class and your counselor is that he told you that he doesn't believe you're a predator, and that's horseshit. You need to be honest with them and tell them that you have real victims. I think that's one of the things that you tried to use to separate yourself from the rest of the people in the class.
I want to understand so bad exactly why I started doing that. It bothers me so bad why I started doing
it. It didn't really. It bothers you because we're having to talk about it now. But it didn't bother you enough to reveal it on your own.
It didn't bother me then.
Right.
It didn't bother me then.
Right. It didn't bother you then.
It bothers me now, because before then, I had never done it.
Yeah, and like you said, before Kayla, you had never done it too. This is what I mean, Lauren. It's a bigger problem than what you try to present.
Before Molly, I had never done that.
I'm sure.
Or anything like it. That's what I'm saying. Before Molly, it had been all adults. I don't know why I felt so low about myself that I would do that.
You mean that you would act on your attraction?
Okay, the attraction, how are you meaning that?
So the attraction did not come out of you feeling low about yourself. The acting upon that with engaging with Molly and things like that, that's a totally separate thing. But the actual attraction that you had so that you can be sexually aroused by someone who is of that age has nothing to do with you feeling low about yourself.
You're saying it's just because I was attracted to kids?
Yeah.
No, I'm disagreeing with you.
Why?
Because I had never done that before.
It doesn't matter if you've done it before.
And I had never been attracted to kids like that before.
You did, because you told me that you were aroused by hearing news stories of their abuse.
Well, so no, there was something I didn't say in you. No, that's why I wondered why you kept calling it fancy. I'd hear it. I didn't have fantasies about it. Just because I'd hear it doesn't mean I'm having fantasies about it. It never aroused me.
Then why did it even come up?
Because that's the first time I ever heard about it.
Well, let me try to put something together here, because I remember when we were talking and I was trying to help you figure out, where did this come from? Having physical arousal from a child is not a normal thing. So you were trying to figure out, where did it come from? And you were saying, I heard news stories of older men with kids, and you were aroused by them.
No, I never said that I was aroused by them. There you go.